Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Richard?
Yes.
Hey, Richard, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going good.
Awesome, awesome. You're not affected by the fires, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, good, good. I'm down here in San Antonio, so I know you guys are getting hit with that over there, so. But I'm glad you're okay. I know you were reached out by one of my representatives here. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
I understand how all the services work for me.
Okay.
Tell me how you can help me, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah. So anybody that's searching for your service, you would populate at that time of search so they can just contact you directly. Now, that
I
being said,
understand that.
this is a paid service. So what we actually do is like, not a paid service, a paired service. I'm sorry. What we actually do is we actually do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So now if anybody's searching for one of your services on Google and they don't necessarily buy, we actually put your company in front of them on when they go to a different platform. So like on Facebook. And it's just like a click to call there, or if you want them to DM you, or if you want them to go to your website, it really just depends on how you like to be contacted. But we can place you in certain cities and zip codes within Amarillo in the 60 to 70 mile radius that you want to be targeted in. So if you want to go like more high-end areas, we can place you there so that way you can get like the bigger jobs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're still not telling me how you can help me.
Yeah, we would basically find you more customers that are searching for your services and retarget them on a different platform instead of them just seeing you on Google. We put you all over the place. It's a full campaign.
Okay, at what cost? At what cost?
It's just $249 month to month. That's the legacy rate that she did give us. If you were to go to our website for this paid service, it would be $599 month to month. But we do give reduced rates to legacy holders because you guys do quality work. And it's kind of
Okay,
like a credit.
You said 240 a month, and now you're saying 590 something?
No. It's $249 month to month. I was saying that's what the legacy rate that we're giving you. I said typically it is $599, but with what Mary asked me to give you, it's just $249 month to month. No contracts, no hidden fees, no setup fees or anything like that. Looks like
And
you
this
already
includes what? And this is this in,
This
are you
includes
saying?
the first page placements for all the services that you provide. It includes the Facebook retargeting campaign. It includes Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, and then it also includes a tracking system where you're able to see location of searches, clicks, calls. Also, too, you're able to track your retargeting campaign through Facebook as well.
So for me to track, that means you would put me a different number, so you could track everything.
That is optional. If you want to track the calls, we could put a Google Business phone number there for you. A lot of my clients, when they're like you, when they're 40 years in business, they don't really like to change their number. So if you don't want to, it's optional. You don't have to. We wouldn't be able to track the calls, but we would still be able to track the clicks, location of searches, and then we'd also be able to track how well the Facebook campaign is running, for you at that point too. So you'll be able to see how well the full campaign is running for you month to month.
I get that. I already get all that. Now, what else could you do for me?
I mean, that's just that package. I mean, we do Google advertising as well. We build websites. It just depends on how far you're really willing to go out. Google advertising goes all the way up to 100 miles. I think that's a little far out of your radius. So that's why I just did the Facebook because that pushes you right into the mile radius that you're really looking for. Are you looking to
So
redo a website or? Go ahead.
this does not include the website and work in the website and Google Ads and pay-per-click. It doesn't include all that, right?
It does include a website. I see you already have one though. If you want us to rebuild you a website, we absolutely can. That's not a problem. But typically when I see that you already have a website, we just add the website and make sure that that's being populated with the Google Business Profile and making sure that that's listed with all the other advertisements that we're doing to populate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you use the same website, then what?
I mean, people are just going to find
it. What about Google? What about Google Ads, pay-per-click?
Yeah, we can do Google Ads. I mean, if you want to do the whole thing like that, it's $5.99 month to month. That includes the Google Ads. So with the Facebook advertising, we allocate from the $249, $100 from that $249 to your Facebook retargeting campaigns. If you want the Google Ads, we do allocate $300 of that $5.99 to the Google campaign. So you're not having to, you know what you have to budget for each and every month. It's never a fluctuation. It's always set at that same price for you. So if you want to go.
$5.99 for everything plus what Google charges me per click?
No, that's included for the $5.99. Hello? Richard?
I'm listening. I'm thinking.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is you're familiar with it. So the cost per click deal, we allocate the $300 to that. So we set you at a budget there so that way you never have to go over it. It's not coming at an additional fee out of your credit card or anything like that. We're doing that on that $5.99. So we're allocating the $300 to that. Also, too, we're allocating $100 of that to the Facebook retargeting campaign.
So you're saying that it's unlimited clicking then?
I mean, it's set at a budget. The Google Business Profile is an unlimited click-to-call service. The cost per click, you have a $300 budget, which is the Google Ads.
Okay, but, I mean, I could get 300 clicks in a week. Then what?
If you get $300
worth of clicks.
Yeah, I mean, if you got 300 clicks in a week and you got some customers out of it, I would say that's a pretty good – your phone is ringing off the hook at that point pretty good. Where what we do is we don't just make it go in 1 week. We spread it out within the month. So that's why we do budget it for the month. The last thing we want to do is just all in one day. It's gone, right? That's not – how we do things here. We want to make sure that it's profitable for you. So that's why we do spread it through the whole month.
Okay, but what if I get too many clicks within, say, half the month, and I use that $300 budget up? Then what?
So then what will happen is on that sponsor section, you won't pop up until the next month. But you would pop up on the Google Business Profile.
I don't understand what you're saying. Now you're changing it on me.
No. I'm sorry. So
I want to be where I am through the whole month.
Right.
And if there's $300 worth of clicks in the first 2 weeks, I don't expect my listing to go down till the following month.
Right. So there's two listings. I want to kind of like paint the picture for you. So there's the map section on Google, right? You're familiar with there?
I'm not familiar with none of this stuff. I just know how it kind of works.
Okay. So there's sections on Google, right? So there's the sponsorship where you're paying for advertisement. That's above the map section. All right. That's a pay-per-click. So that's where we would allocate the $300 to. That's where if your budget ran out, you wouldn't show up there until the next month. Now with the Google Business Profile on the map section, that's where you wouldn't fall. You wouldn't disappear. People can still find you on the map section where somebody says carpet cleaning near me, you know, you would populate and then somebody can just contact you directly from there as well. So we place you on two areas in the first section. So if you do run out of your budget, you're still showing on that first page. You're not disappearing at a hole. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now with the Facebook as well, we populate you over there. So anybody that does search, we can follow them on a bigger platform as well. So that way they can see you in all the areas populating, and then they can just click to call you directly on either platform. Okay.
I'm thinking how this could benefit us both. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have two different franchise licenses.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see. And the gentleman that I use right now, has been doing it for the past 8 years.
Oh, okay. For the Google Business Profile?
He put everything together from step one.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay.
And he's been doing it ever since. But if you – in other words, I got two different licenses. There's a ChemDrive Amarillo and there's an Amarillo ChemDrive. Now –
okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't have a website for the ChemDrive Amarillo.
Okay. I see. Let me see that. I'm going to pull it up because we were looking at the Amarillo ChemDrive. So let me just pull this one
and
up for you. Okay.
That's the main one that I use.
Okay. And it's ChemDrive Amarillo is correct.
ChemDrive of Amarillo.
Okay. Do you have like a Google Business Profile or anything like that for it?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what kind of profile you're looking for. What is it you're wanting, asking me?
Okay. So like when I look up ChemDrive of Amarillo, the one that pops up is Amarillo ChemDrive. And it has 144 reviews on there with a 4.9 star rating, right? So it's where people can find you on the map section. This is what I'm looking at. It has basically what your guy set up for you from day one, right? I'm just wondering if you have that same setup before the ChemDrive of Amarillo one.
No.
Okay.
No. The ChemDrive of Amarillo was the name of the business when I took over the business.
Okay. Okay. And so, like, if you do this, I mean, do they offer the same services, or, like, are you going to just – are they different services?
Everything's identical. There's nothing different from one name to the other than the way the name is put down.
Okay.
And my question is, can you do better than what I'm using right now? Just one second, sir. Sorry.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay. My question is that what could you do better for me that this other gentleman is not already doing?
Yeah, so like I said, if he's just doing the Google Business Profile, or if he's just doing like the cost per click, the Google Ads, we pair that up with Facebook retargeting campaigns as well. So instead of just targeting people for Google just when they search, we're actually following them to other platforms when they get off of Google if they didn't buy. So that way they see you on other areas, and then they're like, oh, I saw him on Google. Like, yeah, I do need to get this done. And it triggers in their head, hey, let me call him. Let me get a price. Or, hey, how does it work? Can you come out? Do you have Wednesday available? Type deal. So I don't know what he's specifically doing for you. And I'm wondering if you know what he's specifically doing for you.
No.
Yeah.
From what you can see is what he does.
Okay. So from what I can see, personally, it's he's doing a he's managing your SEO for the map section on Google. That's what it looks like. He might does he have your website up and running too? He did your website?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so he's managing your website, hosting it, and then, like I said, just making sure that you're populating on the first page for Google is what he's doing.
Okay. And you said you can do more than that?
Yeah.
Other than Facebook?
Yeah.
My question is, I'm still in my mind thinking,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so you give me a $300 budget for Google Ads per click, pay per clicks.
Uh-huh.
And you say, okay, I guess I'm trying to understand how this all works, you know.
Sure.
If the $300 was used up in 2 weeks, what does that affect me on?
Well, if the $300 is used up in 2 weeks, you're going to be getting some customers out of that $300, right?
I get that.
Because people are going to be
How does it affect me when the $300 is used up?
In the advertisement, you just won't pop up until the next month. So for 2 weeks, you won't show up in the advertisement section.
What is the advertisement section?
Yeah, it's above the map section. So if you were to ever Google anything, it literally says right next to the company sponsored. When it says sponsored, they're paying for that spot cost per click right there. And that's where you would show up. Now, once your advertisement money runs out, that gets taken off, but then it just gets put back up there the next month when that $300 rolls over.
Well, no, because I've never been on top of the map section. I always stay right below it, always.
Right, so that's the Google Business Profile. That's just organic. So that's in the map section is what you're talking about. That would never move, right? So you would always be there for sure. Even if the $300 ran out above the map section, you would still be in that spot. That's why I said you would populate on Google in the first page on two areas, above the map section and in the map section. Does that kind of clarify that for you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's where you're doing. You're basically putting yourself, as soon as somebody types in your service, right in front of them before even scrolling a little bit down to the map section. Now, once they do get to the map section too, you'll still be there as well, but you're basically paying to be above everybody else at that point. Now, once that $300 runs out, if it does run out or if it doesn't, that depends on if you stay there for the full month or if you stay there for 3 weeks or 2 weeks. That just depends on how many people are needing your services and clicking on you and you know, calling you at that point.
What does it cost to stay above the map section?
Yeah, so that's the $300 budget that's what we would be doing, is putting you up there.
And that will put me above them.
That would put you above the map section, yes. Now, that's like the bare minimum. You could always increase that ad budget. Like, let's say, okay, we got through $300 within 3 weeks. I'd like to stay there for another week. Let's increase that to $400. You would just let us know. So then that way, you know, that when you want to upgrade that's going towards your ad budget and we can increase that as well. So it's up to you. You can increase your ad budget at any time that you want. But for my recommendation, the mile radius that you're looking to target, because I've been doing this for a while now, the $300 is going to be more than enough for you.
to stay on top.
To be there, yeah.
You can guarantee me that. You can guarantee me that.
Well, I can't guarantee that that's going to be everything. Because we're a Google Channel Premier partner, and Google doesn't like us to use the word guarantee, because even if it's a strong month for you and everybody needs service, even if you did $400 and you got a ton of customers out of it, it'll still drop off, even if you did it within the last 2 days and you weren't there for the last 2 days, right? So I don't want to say, like, I can guarantee you, but from my experience with doing this for a while, in the mile radius that you're looking for, that's typically enough for customers, unless you're really wanting to go, like, crazy with it. Like I said, you could increase that, and you can increase the ad budget. Absolutely. There's really no limit to what you want to spend on there, but the minimum is $300.
I will say this.
When you do Google, go ahead.
You know, I'm curious. If you say, okay, I'm going to spread out those $300,
mm-hmm.
okay, what's the chances of it being up on top for 3 or 4 days a week?
What's the
chance? Or is it just 1 day a week? Or is it just 1 day a week?
So you're there until the $300 budget runs out, but we spread it out. So, I mean, let's say you also get $100 free with us for the Google business ads and for the Google ads. So really it's a $400 budget, $100 on us. So let's say $400 for 30 days, right? You're looking at what? Almost
$100 a week.
Yeah, $100 a week at that point. So, you know, for you to be on that first page, once the $400 runs out, that's when they kind of drop you off the first page. Well, not the first page, but that advertising spot. So it really goes by month. You know what I mean? So when go ahead.
Yeah, I get that. My deal is that how many days a week am I going to be up on top?
That I have no idea, because it just depends on really the time of year. It depends on the industry. It depends on the area, right? So, I mean, you could be on the top for a whole month, and then if it's a really on and popping week where you're jumping, it could be up there for 3 weeks, and you're getting calls like crazy. So it really just, like, depends on how busy the month is. It could fluctuate, right? That's why there's just no guarantee for you to be like, oh, I want to stay there for the whole week. Well, you know, I can't tell you if everybody needs carpet cleaning and they're calling you or the whole month. I can't tell you that, you know, you're going to stay there for the whole month if everyone's like, hey, I need your service, right? Because you're just making your money back at that point. It's when, you know, people aren't really buying that stuff, then sure, you'd probably stay there for the whole month if that. But this is to bring you in customers, right? The point of this is to help you out. I understand you got a guy. I understand he's doing a fantastic job. I will say he's doing a fantastic job for you guys. He's got a good website up and running for you guys. He's got you guys on the first page for the SEO. We're just helping you get into other areas on Google or pushing the other business license so that way more people can find you. And, I mean, if you don't want to do the Facebook retargeting campaigns, it won't be $5.99 month to month. We could drop that down all the way to $4.99 month to month, and we can just keep you on Google if that's what you would prefer as well, right? Because we allocate that $100 to the Facebook. So instead of it being, you know, $600, you can budget just for the $500, and we could just keep you on Google, make sure everything with the other business licensing is on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple, and now you have that going on the first page of Google as well. and people can contact you and you'll be populating in those two spots.
Which two spots?
The map section and then the sponsored section on Google. So what would be maybe what are you kind of feeling right now with putting yourself out there more?
I mean, if I could be on top of the map section, that'd be great.
Okay.
But what's going to keep me up there? What's going to keep me up there is what I'm saying. You know, versus competition that's already out there too, doing the same thing.
Right, right. I mean, it just goes based off of ad budget at that point, right? So, like I said, if you want to increase that ad budget, we can increase that ad budget. The first month, we can see, hey, that first month, we only got 3 weeks out of the 300. Do you want to increase it to, well, I mean, you're getting the 400 actually with $100 extra. So you're getting $400 ad budget there. So if the $400 isn't enough, we could always say like, hey, do you want to bump it up to 500 or do you want to bump it up to 600 or what would you like to do if you're just wanting to accept that work? As much as possible. I know with our customers, they don't really like to do that, but it just depends on how they're looking, right? If they're looking to grow their business and get as many customers as possible, hey, we're on board with that. We can help you out. And if you're looking to kind of just like, hey, I'm good with the $300 budget. I got my customers from what I needed here. Let's wait for that rollover to happen. Then we can do that as well. It's really just up to you on how you want to grow your company. I mean, it sounds like you just want to stay there all the time, right?
Well, I mean, keep me busy every day. I don't have a problem with that. I'm like a damn mule, you know. I'll work.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, so, I mean, what I would do is I would just do the in my experience.
Now, are you wanting to take over the website that I'm using now, or do you want to create another one and show me something different?
I mean, it's just up to you. Like, we can build you a website if that's what you want, but I mean, your website looks good. I would say just keep what you have. You already have that guy that built it out.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you're looking for the other company, because you have two business licenses, if you're looking for us to build everything out for the other one, I would say no. I would say build another.
Could you use his platform, everything he's got set up right now, and just change the name to Ken Drive Amarillo?
We could not, no, because we use different platforms to build everything out. So I know, like, our company doesn't take on websites because typically what happens is people build on different platforms, so we're not able to transfer those platforms over. So it would just be him managing it, or we would just have to build you a brand new one.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know, that's a tough one for sure. But what I can do is, I mean, the website comes standard within the package. So if you want to do the $4.99 month-to-month with just the Google Ads, we can build you a website in there, no problem. And we can just do the Kim Dry Amarillo, and we can build you a website on that.
Now, you do understand that this is a franchise, and there's guidelines, right?
Okay. What's the guidelines that you have?
Oh, hell shit, I don't know. But all I know is you got to follow the guidelines, you know? I mean, right. You can look up Kim Dry's all over the country.
Okay.
And their websites and stuff like that. And I'm guessing it has to be something like that. I don't know what regulations or rules and regulations they have.
Let me look one up. Maybe, I'm sure there's one here in San Antonio. Kim Drive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is.
Near me. Yeah, let me see. Let me see what they have. If they have like kind of like the same one you have.
Do you work with any other Kim Drives?
We do not. I don't believe so. I can look. Let me see if I can just find out. Kim Drive? Let's see. It doesn't look like it, no. Yeah, no, it doesn't look like we work with any chem drives. Are you guys provided a certain person, or are you guys provided by the franchise itself, like a marketing company? Do they do that for you, or it's kind of just like up to you to do that?
No, they do that also for us. I mean, there is a charge, of course, but I mean, you can choose, you can pick somebody outside the network that does it. Mm-hmm. And puts it together. And like this guy, this gentleman that I've been doing it, I was referred to him years back by another franchisee, and I started talking to him, and next thing you know, he put something together for me, and he's been doing it ever since.
Okay.
And he's been doing it. I don't know what all he does for me.
Right.
He's kept me busy. He's
Which
kept me busy. The website has kept me busy for pretty much since I've started till about 2-3 months ago, and it just slowed down real bad, and I don't know if it's the economy mm-hmm. or what's going on in the world.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, your website looks very identical to the Kim Drive San Antonio website, like almost like spot on identical. Like if I were just like a plain person just like looking for this, I wouldn't know.
He may be running their website too. I don't know.
Okay.
No, he's got 128 Kim Drive franchises that he does for.
Oh yeah, he might. Yeah. So I mean, I see that like difference in it, but at the same time, like if I was just like a normal person just looking for a Kim Drive, I would have never guessed that it was a different website here. So, I mean, the one in San Antonio is running a sponsored advertisement right now. I see it. It says sponsored at the top. So they're doing a cost per click. So I apologize, Kim Drive San Antonio. I just cost you a little money there.
Me or them?
No, I did. Because I clicked on their website and they're running a sponsored advertisement. But I was just looking for your purposes here.
Well, when you clicked on mine wasn't sponsored?
No, yours is not sponsored.
So then why do they say that I get charged per click?
Interesting. Who's
I've
they?
Always known that from day one. I've been known.
Okay.
I've always been known that when somebody Googles me, that I get charged per click. Now, for you to say that I didn't, that makes me raise a brow.
Well, I will say it just depends on where you click. So if I click on you in the map section, you're not going to get charged, right? If I click on you in a sponsored section, then you would get charged. But when I look up in Amarillo, Texas. Yeah, when I look up carpet cleaning Amarillo, Texas, I see carpet cleaning San Antonio, Chem Dry Chemicals in the sponsored section, but I'm not seeing you. So, I mean, how much are you allocating towards that?
I get charged per click. That's what I'm saying.
How much do you pay a month doing that per click?
I've paid up to $1,200 a month.
Oh wow!
Just depends how many people. Just depends how much people is clicking on it.
Okay. I mean, For me, personally, like when I'm looking up carpet cleaning in Amarillo, because I'm obviously not in Amarillo. Like I said, I'm down here in San Antonio, so I have to actually type in Amarillo. I see just one sponsorship. Now, I do see, like, Google guarantees, but that's – I only see one sponsorship.
Am I and you're not Google on Google guarantees?
I don't think so. Let me see. Oh, you are under Google guarantee. Yeah, you're under Google guarantee.
Okay.
So you're getting a per lead there, which is really good. Google guarantee is probably one of the best things you could probably have out there as well, which is good. It's just a long process, which you already went through that process, which is, like I said, amazing. But yeah, when I just see the sponsorship, I don't see you on sponsor. So, yeah, I mean, you're getting charged per lead for sure when you're doing the Google guarantee. So that's probably what you're being charged for instead of just the per click deal.
Per lead and per click is not the same thing?
No, per click is like if I click and go to your website on the sponsorship, it'll charge you like, let's say, 50 cents, right? Depending on what the deal is, anywhere from 50 cents to $2.50. A per lead is basically Google's vetting out a lead to you and they're calling you directly and it'll come up like Google guarantee or it'll come up on your phone LSA. And that's usually anywhere from like 20 something bucks to 30 something bucks depending on the industry area. So a per lead is qualified, per click isn't.
Like I said, I don't know all this computer shit. You can tell me whatever you wanted to try to convince me, but you're not going to get anywhere because I don't understand what you're saying, you know?
Yeah. The only thing, like I said, the only thing is we're trying to help you get more customers. It looks like you're on the first page of Google for Google Guarantee and the first page placements. If you want to do the other one, the Amarillo, the Chem... what is it called? The ChemDry Amarillo, the other one for the business licensing. We can create, like I said, a Google business profile for that. Do everything the guy did for you here with this one, but we can do it for your other one too. If you want them to compete with each other, but you would pop up twice.
Well, that would be okay. I mean, that's not a problem popping up twice. And okay. I don't see where we're competing when it's the same company.
Right, right. You would just be, like I said, there would be Amarillo, ChemDry, and then there'd be ChemDry Amarillo on that first page. So people would see that. All I'm saying is people would see that twice.
Is that a bad thing?
I wouldn't say it was if you're talking about two different companies. Right? Two different licensing you have for it. So, if you're paying for that licensing.
My question, what I'm trying to get at is that who can do a better job, you or him? And if you're doing a great job, I'll stop using him.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Like we've been doing this for 20 years. So we're not like brand new or anything like that. Like we've been in business. We had our, 19th year anniversary in December. So we're going on 20 years in business. I mean, we're not nearly as, up to you yet with 40 years. But we know how to do this. We've helped thousands of companies over the United States. We cover all 50 states. We know how to do it. So the only thing is what I want to know from you is what you would like to do. Would you like to do the $4.99 and just be on Google, or would you like to do the retargeting campaign through Facebook as well for the $5.99?
I'll do whatever as long as this business is coming in and it's paying for itself. I could care less.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page set up for the Kim? Okay. And it's for the Amarillo, or is the ChemDry Amarillo you have a Facebook set up?
I think it's the Amarillo ChemDry.
Okay. It really doesn't matter if you would like. We could just kind of send it to the same page. I mean, people aren't going to know the difference on that. They're just going to be like, oh yeah, it's the same thing. So that's fine. We can definitely do that. But for the address itself, what are you doing the work out of? Probably your house, but what's the address so that way we can PIM verify the ChemDry Amarillo?
Not real sure.
You're not real sure on the address?
The address of Amarillo Kendra?
Yeah, so like, are you operating out of your house? Do you have maybe like an office or it's just
I have a little shop that I operate out of.
Okay, what's the shop that you operate out of? What's the address for it?
1626, Stubbs. Our address on our invoices is a P.O. box. I barely bought this little shop not too long ago, about a year and a half ago. And, I've never used that location. I mean,
yeah, so this isn't going to be for, this is just so that way we can send the PIM verification to you. If you want to do like, the PO box or, the invoice, that's fine. But this is just so that way we can verify it through Google. They're going to make sure that the DryChem Amarillo is a legitimate company and they're just going to send you out a PIM verification. Once you have that, that's when we can start programming you to the first page of Google with the map section. So they're just verifying.
Okay.
So 1628 Stubbs?
1626.
1626 Stubbs, S-T-U-B-S?
S-T-U-B-B-S.
B-B-S. Okay.
Hang on a second.
Sure. Victoria Street.
Okay.
It's Stubbs Street, Amarillo, Texas, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then, Richard, what's your last name?
Garcia.
Okay. And then, let me see here. I just want to make sure I have everything correct. And then your email address, is it on your website or is it not on your website?
The company email or just...
Just for me to send everything over to you in writing, so like your invoice...
GarciaR71@gmail.com.
GarciaR71@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and you're Amarillo. Amarillo by morning. Awesome. All right. And then for the services that you provide, I just want to make sure it's all correct. You guys do a lot of stuff. Cool. You guys even do water damage restoration. That's correct. Dry vent cleaning services. Is there anything on this website that you want me to add to the services that you provide or no?
What's that again?
Anything on the website for the services that you provide? Is there anything that you would like me to add? So my tech team is going to call you just to verify everything is correct. for all the services you provide. Also too, they're going to want to make sure that you're populating and programmed in the right areas. So is there any like service that you want me to add that's not on the website, or is there any zip codes or cities in Amarillo that you would like me to tell my tech team to make you populate in front of?
It has to be in the Amarillo, well, Potter and Randall counties is what I'm licensed to advertise in.
Okay, so just those two.
As for the cleaning services, I mean, we do carpet, we do rugs, oriental rugs, all types of rugs, mattress cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, upholstery, regular upholstery fabric to leather upholstery. What else do we do? Tile cleaning. Wood floor cleaning.
Okay. Do you guys do any type of like mold removing or no?
No, I don't do a whole lot of that restoration.
Okay.
I've not got into that.
Okay. Do you guys do like, you guys do tile cleaning? Do you
water,
guys do grout as well?
Water extraction? Yes.
Water extraction.
Yeah, so, the tile
and grout is the same thing.
Grout is included, yes.
And you said water?
Water extractions, blood, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. And then, cool. All right, I just want to make sure. And then it's just Potter and Randall counties that you're able to be found or like target in advertising, correct?
I mean, you could do the surrounding areas around that too, but if you can make that happen without showing it, you know, on the web page, stuff like that. I've seen franchises that advertise in areas they're not even supposed to be in.
Right. Well, that's why I said, for the San Antonio one, like when I put in Amarillo, Texas, for Chem Dry, they were populating up there at the sponsored section. So I was like, wow, that's a little far if you ask me, but. I don't know why they would never
travel this far.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't know why they're spending their money there to travel that far. All right. Okay, so how it's going to work, Richard, is I want to make sure that I get everything for you. I'm gonna set up the account here for you. I'm gonna take your payment here. I'm gonna set you up with a security question. I'm also gonna read you a voice verification that's gonna be sent to you in writing, so that way you have that for your records. And then I'm gonna stay on the phone with you, so that way you can get your invoice directly to you. You'll receive a couple of text messages, and also too you'll receive.
Okay, you haven't even put nothing together for me, and you want me to pay you? I haven't even seen anything.
Yeah, I mean, I could send you our website if you would like that.
Well, I'm kind of curious what you're going to do for me, and I don't need to see your website.
Yeah, well, I mean, the website goes over everything that we're going to do for you. So it's just the full breakdown of it. I mean, I kind of explained everything there, but I'd like to show you, too. I mean, if that's what you would like, I don't mind. I could send that over to you.
Okay, well, I'm fixing to get to a customer. I got to deal with this customer. Can I call you back, or you want to call me back, however you want to do it?
Yeah, I mean, what's a better time to call you back?
Like I said, I'm always out and about with customers. I'm fixing to do one, and then I'll have a good break. So my next one, but you're welcome to call me back.
So, like, maybe in, like, 45 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, about an hour, hour and a half at least.
Okay. I'll see what I got here that's available. Hopefully I don't have any meetings here, and then I'll give you a call in about an hour, hour and a half, and we'll go from there. I did send you a text message. That text message is to our webpage, and then that is for the Platinum Premier. So if you go to it, it'll say $1,998, but this is the one that you're getting for just $599 with no setup fees, okay? And it's a full breakdown there of everything that we're going to do for you at that point. So you'll be able to see everything in writing, what that package includes. And then also, too, you'll be able to see our authenticity badge from Google as well, that we are a Google Premier Channel partner, right?
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Drive safely, Richard, okay?
Yes, sir. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.